Nice move. If I just, you know, you kept me so busy trying to get your bills passed and being chairman of the finance, I didn't have time to go there and punch those dust. But there's feathers all over the place right now since I went to work on them. And it's amazing how they're backing up.
Well, you just let them know that you won't call these fellas. Just tell them every one of them been out there. Tell them the head of the Junior Chamber of Commerce been out there, too. And they're going to get every old disappointed ex-State Department employee if they can drag you in here.
Well, I wish we had this on tape because I'd like to say it exactly what you say it. And I'm not sure I could recall it all that way, but I'll do my best. And if I do say it, we scattered them today, Mr. President. We really shook them up.
Say that you don't think committee ought to just drag a tail through the milk like a cow when you're milking her and you get the bucket full. She always got a lot of crap on her tail. And then they drag a tail through the milk. If that's all they're going to do, it's not going to do any good.
Mr. President, we had a conversation on tape. You'd be reelected this tomorrow by acclamation.
Tell them if they want to decide something and let the American people repudiate. Morse says they want to repudiate. Well, let this committee right here repudiate right now, and they can repudiate, and I'll go to the floor, and we'll let everybody on the floor repudiate. We're not going to let them vote for this bill, though, and then gut the boys in the back. They either for it or against it. Now, if they want to repudiate, we'll let them repudiate.
Mr. President, I'm upset. I'm bothered. What you're saying is magnificent, but you're getting excited. It's a little too late in the evening. I'm kind of... Go take one of those Pepsi Colas of yours, and I'm going to go get myself another big old drink of scotch or a gin. My governor's got a party going on, and he is a great guy. I didn't support him, but I'm sorry I didn't. He has denounced Fulbright all over Arkansas and announced he'll finance any good man who'll run against Fulbright and says that Fulbright's a disgrace to the country. And every time he speaks about VTM, he insists on standing up because he said, I can't speak for the love of my country sitting down. And I'm telling you that Fulbright, is the way it's going, this is getting to be murder, just murder.
What you ought to do is...
I just hope Fulbright don't lose to Republican. I'd like to see a Democrat beat him, and we ought to get Fulbright to run.
You just ask Dean Rush tomorrow. Say, Mr. Secretary, I see you out to REA and look like you was pretty well received. I see you speaking the American Legion Convention, and they applauded, and they cheered and cheered. They wouldn't even let him sit down when he's out there. Say, I know you're a modest man, but I'm glad the American Legion had you, and... I know that some folks raise some questions about man being from Georgia and busted us Southerners a little bit, but I won't say for one thing that I was glad to see the American Legion give you the hand that they gave when you appeared for their national convention. And I just think that, Mr. President, we've had the Secretary of State now. He's here. And we've had every ex-State Department employee they can bring up there. They've got this ex-General Gavin. He was with ex-ambassador.
You get along, nobody.
And they got another ex-ambassador. They've had two ex-ambassadors. One of them had never been to Vietnam.
You're one of them.
And the other one, he didn't know where he stood. But we had two ex-ambassadors. Could I get two ex-fighting men? Two ex-soldiers. I want to get the head of the American Legion and the head of foreign wars. And
Only that DAV man out, Mr. President.
Get him. I want to get three. We've had three ex-ambassadors. We had Ambassador Keenan, and we had Ambassador Gavin, and we had Ambassador Taylor. Now, I'd like to get three fighting men in here, and they got to fight our wars. And I'd like to get the head of the American Legion, I'd like to get the head of the DAV, and I'd like to get the head of foreign wars. And I noticed you spoke to him, Mr. Secretary. And I want to know if you've got any objections. And do you think anybody have any objection to letting those men come in here? And they're talking about getting 5,000 wires. Well, we know what these pressure groups do with wires. But I'll bet you when the boys of this country know that this committee up here is talking seriously about not backing the president and not backing our country and not backing our boys, I'll bet you they'll get more damn wires than you can stack in the post office in the whole state of Arkansas.
President, I wish you'd install a tape recorder on your end. It'd be impolite if you were installed on my end.
But
what you're saying, that if I had... I can't do it as well as you could do, but if I just had all these words to practice it, rehearse it, I know I can do it like $1 million, but I'll do the best I can with what little I've got. Now, it's not very much, Mr. President, but I scattered those doves yesterday, and I scattered them again today.
I'll see you.
I'll do the best I can. Thank you, sir.